Greetings, Liddell. This is Bob Riles, your host to the Grace Radio series Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our program today features a recent speaker at our Slidell Ministers Association meeting. Hope you enjoy it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity to come and to share. I'm Grace Ziegler, for those who don't know, and this is my husband, David Ziegler. And we have an organization, a nonprofit, a mission organization, and it's called INT OUT, stands for International Outreach. Our mission is to, of course, proclaim the message and the good news of Jesus Christ wherever we go. And we like to partner with other missionaries that are already on the field and come alongside them and see what can we do to help them. Dave and I, our first mission trip was to Uganda, Africa, and that is what we want to share with you this morning. First thing that I want to say is a thank you, because none of us can do it on our own, as we've been hearing from everybody around this table already this morning, is that none of us can do it on our own. God designed it that way. He designed us as a body of Christ, that some are the head, some are the hands, some are the feet, some are the mouth, the ears, all of the different parts. And so I want to thank you, because you gave us love, encouragement, your prayers. You gave items for us to take. You gave finances so we could get there. Much was accomplished. And yes, I'm going to have a hard time condensing all of this in a short period of time, plus sharing so that Dave has time. But what Dave and I, we prayed and we decided that we would focus in on a few of the stories, because there are so many we could share with you. The Lord did mighty things. He did mighty things from the minute we left Slidell. Even divine appointments in airports and things of that nature. When we got to Uganda, what a welcome and what wonderful people. The Ugandan, has anybody here ever been to Uganda? No one? The Ugandan people are a gracious people. That is the first word that comes to mind. Every single one of them were so gracious and loving and appreciative. They would ask, what are you there for? When we would tell them we were there to help at an orphanage, they would say, thank you. Thank you for coming to help our children. We need your help. So I want to say that first of all. And what I want to do as I share a testimony of what God did there in one young man's life is magnify the Lord. And when we magnify something, that means we take a magnifying glass and we put it to it and we magnify the details, those things that maybe others cannot see with the natural eye. And so when we magnify the Lord, we're looking at it with eyes that human eyes can't see. And so I want to share with you, as we focus in this few minutes on, we went there for an orphanage. Let me back up a minute. And we did minister to 100 children and staff members. We brought 106 pairs of shoes. Let me recap that for you. 106 pairs of shoes. We brought 47 backpacks. This is what we were asked to bring, shoes and backpacks. We did do that. We also were able, with your help, to give money and bought 50 Bibles. They wanted some in the Lugandan language, and they wanted some in English, because both of those languages are spoken there. We did all of that. And the children were loving, and I could tell you many, many stories with the children. There is one that is a favorite among some of the people here, and it's the story of a little boy named Ronald. We got to see the Lord do a progressive healing in him. He had been traumatized by abuse, very traumatized, and within 2 weeks, by the time we left, that little boy was dancing and praising the Lord. Those are all wonderful stories and wonderful testimonies. We want to tell you this morning about a young man named Valentino. Valentino picked us up at the airport along with several members of the orphanage, took care of us that night. And the next morning, after we rested up, because we'd gotten there in the wee hours of the morning, who's the first person that we see but Valentino? And he said, hi, I'm here for you. I'm going to be your driver while you're here, and I'm going to take care of you. And he said, so what are we doing today? And he already knew. He had been in touch with the missionary that we were going to help. He said, he's on his way, and we'll plan out the day. So the first thing they had to do was take us to a bank, which, by the way, has armed guards with rifles. And they frisked Dave and the missionary before they went in. Banks are open 24 hours a day there. Isn't that interesting? So Dave and Darren, the missionary, went into the bank. And I was left in a strange country, not speaking the language, and I was in the van with our driver. So when you're sitting there and you don't know one another, you begin to small talk. Fortunately, he spoke English. So we, Valentino and I, begin to small talk. And after, they were in there a long time. And after a while, it's like, okay, I'm thinking we need to change this and go in a spiritual direction here, because I've got only 2 weeks in this country. So we need to get to the point. So I looked at Valentino and I said, Valentino, tell me, are you a Christian? And Valentino says, oh, I'm a Christian. He says, and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He said, and I pray all the time. He said, but I'm not a born-again Christian. He says, and I have been praying for God to send somebody to tell me, how can I know Jesus Christ? And how can I know God better? He said, because no matter how hard I try, I cannot get that close to God. And he said, I've been praying for God to send me someone. Oh, okay. And I'm marveling in the moment, and I'm thinking, right here where all these bodas and traffic's everywhere, you know, God, like you said, he shows up at the most unlikely time. When he says, be ready in season and out of season, he means it. Mm-hmm. And we learned that in 2 weeks of being there. You just go with the flow of the Holy Spirit. And so I said, well, Valentino, I said, you know, we can talk about this. I can share with you how to be born again. I can show you some scriptures, and we can pray. Today can be your day. He says, okay, good. Tell me. So so I began to tell him. And then I thought, you know, how about now? Are you ready now to receive Christ? And he says, yes, now. I said, well, wait, one more thing. I said, let's make sure you understand what born-again experience means. So I pulled out my Bible. I said, Valentino, do you know how to read English? Yes, I read English. I'm an engineer. I graduated from university. I read English. I said, okay. So I pull out the Bible. I turn to John 3. And I said, Valentino, let's read it together, but I want you to read it. He began to read it, and of course, it's so beautiful to hear the African accent as he's reading the book of John. He reads the whole book of John, and so then we discuss Nicodemus. We discuss what it means to be born again. And he says, so, I'm ready now. I said, okay. And my brain was going everywhere, because I'm thinking, can I say, wait till Dave and Darren comes back and the five of us will pray, or four, however many that is. And he says, and then I'm thinking, or do I do it right now while the iron's hot? And I go, okay, now. So I said, okay, Valentino, we're going to bow our head. We're going to pray. I'm going to pray to God. I said, but then I want you to just speak to your heart, because I could tell he already had been talking to God. He already knew how to express himself very well. And I said, Valentino, you pray and ask Jesus into your heart. So we bowed and we began to pray, and he began to pray the most beautiful prayer, and I'm like weeping and crying. All of a sudden I hear the van door open and they're chatting, and when they realize what's going on, they get real quiet and they just start amening and hallelujah. And so then we had this great prayer time in the van while Valentino received the Lord. Yeah. Well, yeah. Valentino continued to surprise us. We were with him every day. And, you know, the next day he says, so, I'm born again. He says, so, now I'm a new man in Christ. I said, that's right, you're a new man in Christ. He says, what do I do next? And we said, well, Valentino, normally the second thing you do is water baptism. And so we explained to him water baptism. He says, so I want to be baptized. Let's go. And it was just so cool. And so we did have a water baptism service. It about a week. We planned it for a week later. And we not only got to baptize Valentino, but because of planning that baptismal service at Lake Nabagabo in Uganda, there were 31 children at the orphanage who had received Christ, but had never been water baptized, and they wanted to be water baptized. So Dave and I were in the lake for a long time. We baptized 31 children and Valentino. Now, Valentino's story continues, and he knows that we're sharing his story, and he's so excited about that. Valentino continued to surprise us because of the favor that he had on his life. We saw God's hand on this young man. And he shared with us that he is an electrical engineer but cannot find work in Uganda. And other people have shared with us that live there the truth of this. It's so hard to get a good job like that in Uganda. He had already gone on an interview prior to receiving Christ. And while we were there, he got a call that said, you've been hired for a job for a 2-year contract in Dubai, but you need to be here by Wednesday. And we were leaving on Monday. So he was distraught, and he came to us and he said, I want to take you to the airport, and I will still be able to do that. He said, but I have no idea how I can get to Dubai. And Dave and I prayed with him, and then we felt we needed to be an answer to our own prayers. And so we, with the our mission organization, you helped. There was money. And so we checked out different things with him and bought his plane ticket so that he could go to Dubai and start this 2-year contract. Well, the story continues and just continues to get better. On the day that we were leaving, he spent the whole day with us, as well as the missionary friends. And we had to travel about 3 hours to the airport. He got his brother, Alan, to come with us. And prior to that, he had made sure that we met his mom and his dad. The Lord gave us favor with the mom and the dad and knitted them together. That's a whole nother story. And that's played a part in Valentino's unfolding of his whole story. As we were having lunch before he took us to the airport, Alan, his brother, is on one end. He's on one end, and we're like this. He says, when you finish eating, I have an announcement to make. And we said, okay. We all finished eating. He says, now for my announcement. He said, you led me to Christ, and I got born again, and I am different. I have hope again. He said, you thought you came to Uganda for the children, but you did not. He said, you came here for me. You came here for me. He said, because you have changed my life. And of course, we told him, no, not us, God. He said, yeah, but God used you. You were his vessel. And he said, "He said, what you didn't know is that I have been married before, and I have 2 children. He said, and I divorced my wife because she got born again. He said, I could not handle her relationship with God. So I divorced her. He said, and I left. I took care of the kids, but I left her. He said, the day after I accepted Christ, God began to show me that was wrong and that I needed to be restored to her. He said, so I called her and I told her we needed to talk. He said, and I want to tell you, we have now been restored. And then he said, and my brother is born again now, too. So we're in shock, and we look over at Alan, and we go, and Alan goes, yes, I'm born again, too. We said, well, how did that happen? He said, my brother came to tell me he got born again. He told me all his story and all the changes that are taking place in his heart. He said, and he told me he restored to his wife. He said, I had to. I just had to. And so we were in shock. We didn't know what to say. I look at Valentino and I go, wait. I said, how did you know what to do? How did you lead your brother to Christ? He said, I just told him about I'm born again and I did what you did. I prayed with him. Is that not great? I mean, in America, we make it so complicated. We make it so complicated. We come to Christ and we think we need a seminary degree to tell someone else about Christ. You don't. Just tell what happened to you and that you feel that change in your heart. And that's it. They're drawn to the change in the love of Christ in the heart. So that's the story of Valentino that's continuing to unfold. And we have no doubt God's going to do mighty things and use him mightily. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
And just to finish up with a few more things as far as what took place with us there, we had a chance to go up to a place called Murchison Falls. Murchison Falls is an area of Uganda where the River Nile starts, actually. It comes off of Lake Victoria, and then it flows north from that point up into Egypt, about 4,000 miles from south to north. Many of you probably know about that if you're a geography fan. But what took place at Murchison Falls was truly amazing. We knew that when we went, that we were going to have a time where we would actually get to a place that was high, a high place, which was in the mountains. This place is got a waterfall that comes through. And they say that at the point at which the water comes through, it squeezes between two rocks. And at that point, it's the most powerful fall of water anywhere in the world. It was truly amazing to be there. But what we decided to do, basically with what we were taught here, we went not only to work with the children, but we also went to pray and actually repent and to go up on this mountain and to have some folks there to represent Uganda as well as America. Interestingly, the day before we actually did this event that I'm about to talk about, Valentino told us, he said he was angry with the United States because of something that had taken place. It's funny how people learn about what we're doing all over the world. But he said that he was very disappointed in our government because we withheld funds from Uganda because aid was available from us and a few other countries, but because the Ugandan government would not succumb to an immoral lifestyle, such as the LGBT and abortion, as far as that being legalized in their country, they said no to it. So those two things, as well as many other liberal agendas, are illegal in Uganda, totally illegal, and you will be imprisoned or even beat for those things. Because we held back funds from them because they would not accept that under past presidential administration, we said, we want to ask you for forgiveness. Can we stand as U.S. citizens, not as ones that are government officials, but ones that represent chaplains and the spiritual leaders in America, and ask you to forgive us for withholding funds from you guys? And they said, yes, we will forgive you. So we had a time of prayer. And you know, at that moment, we were up at that mountain, and it was like as if God was saying, I am going to use this time of forgiveness and reconciliation to touch this nation. As you stand and as you see the waters going through this waterfall, down into a river, going north throughout most of Africa, healing waters, we truly believe, begin to flow. And we prayed and we said, God, open up the door again with relationships between America and not only Uganda, but other countries that have said no to this liberal agenda so that we can begin healing and so that we can do what we're supposed to do as Americans, truly, and to get out into this world and truly make a difference. Sometimes we don't understand fully all that we do, but when God says do these specific things and you go do them, we don't know what type of gate or open door is going to happen as a result. So we did that part. God opened the opportunity for us to go and to represent spiritual leaders here in America and say, hey, we want this open. And we will pray that God works through our government to open this gate again so that we can help you financially and in whatever way we possibly can. That was truly an experience that we were able to take place with and are so thankful, because what's taking place here in Slidell and in St. Tammany is no small thing. It's an amazing thing. It's not only touching our area, it's touching Louisiana. It's touching the United States. We're hearing reports about people doing what we're doing here locally, and it's going to touch the world. So we go, believe me, as representatives from our local congregation, but our local group of ministers and friends that meet together, and we're going to do something based on the small thing that we call here SMA and our Coroner's Chaplaincy Program and all the other wonderful things that are actually taking place here in St. Tammany Parish. We are being used as extenders to go and represent you guys and us. So we're grateful. We're so thankful. Yes, this was a mission trip, but we're sent by y'all. And we're so thankful. And I know that there are people listening on the radio and know that we are so grateful for your prayers and your support, because we look at this as a success. Thank you again very much. And God bless everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send us a text. If you have comments about today's programming, something that you heard that was of interest to you, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We would encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, where you can leave a comment. You can also check in on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make a tax-deductible donation to support this station. We need the support of listeners just like you. And again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again on Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.